Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of Geek Cave Podcast Gaming. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin. I have nothing to contribute. This is probably the last time you're going to hear from me.
Hi.
And I'm Chad.
Thanks, Justin. Go take a nap. Didn't mean on the table, but whatever. Chad, what do you got?
Well, about the only thing I've got this past month, and I'm a little bit ashamed to say it, but I've been playing. What have I been playing this month? Oh, I've been replaying God of War Ascension.
Oh, okay.
Pong. And, he's been playing Pong.
Hey, we heard from Justin again.
Wow,
and, like, I said probably the last time you'll hear from
him. Yeah, he didn't say definitively.
And
I don't say words I can't spell.
I'm reminded once again of why I only played through it once earlier.
What did the heathens who made it do to you?
It's just clearly the weakest of all of the God of War so far, and can, you know.
So.
Anyway, super looking forward to the next one, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a place that had no internet connection. And I stole internet connection so I could watch that 9-minute video from E3.
Wow.
I stole a guy's phone while he was sleeping and used his data plan.
Wow.
To watch that coverage.
Yeah, no, this is true story. I get a voicemail from Chad that just says, hey, want to talk about God of War, E3, God of War, squee, and then he hangs up.
So,
you never leave your voicemails like that anymore.
You don't pay attention to gaming stuff anymore.
Doesn't matter.
So, anyway.
We talked a little bit about it on the E3 podcast.
You did, and I'm glad you did, and I'm sorry that I missed being able to be a part of that.
Yeah, we missed you.
But
that's okay. He got quality time with your wife.
That's true. Anyway, the bit of news, though, is
just me sitting over here stirring the shitpot.
I don't like the way he looked at me just now.
God,
I wish this was a video podcast.
Fallout 4, when it was released with this promise that even the consoles would be able to take part in the modding community.
That is true.
And, well, that has started happening, and the Xbox has been able to take part in it.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation tried to take part in it, and it's about as glitchy as a modern video game.
So what you're saying is point Xbox on this one.
Point Xbox on this one. See, it turns out that Sony only really allowed 900 megs of space for modding.
Okay.
Which seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, it's almost a gig.
Until you get into how big these games are and how much detail and how much stuff is being done.
Yeah.
And also, Sony, come on, Sony. Your proprietary stuff is great and so forth for protecting you, but not really so good for your customers being able to utilize outside stuff. And I guess that's the point. But their proprietary format for their sound prevented modders from being able to use their own sound.
What a surprise, a proprietary Sony format causing problems for the general public.
So, for those of you who are, you know, hoping to hear some more Randy Savage this time in Fallout.
Ooh, Deathclaw coming for you!
that would be awesome, a Deathclaw with the hat, yeah, and a goatee. It's just not going to happen. This, honestly, it doesn't affect me all that much because I would probably not have become part of the modding community. I'm always a little bit reluctant on that anyway. But for those who wanted to fight Swan, the behemoth mutant, except now he looks like Andre the Giant, it's probably kind of a downer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't going to happen.
I modded the heck out of Skyrim on PC. And now there's Skyrim Remastered that's coming to consoles.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave my I don't even remember what race they are. Norns?
I didn't play Something Skyrim. Something like that. I played Kingdoms of Amalur.
I gave my Viking Link's outfit from The Legend of Zelda, but with Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. So, I've had a good time. The dragons are all Fluttershy from My Little Pony.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yay.
Pretty much every time that like a dragon shows up, normally there's this roar, but instead you hear, yay.
Okay, that's
it's
that's
magical. Funny. It's pretty magical.
But that means that every time you're killing Fluttershy.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I mean, I just think of it as it's not really her.
It's
her
a, evil clones. It's a mercy killing.
It's a mercy killing at this point. What have I done to you?
So,
My favorite Fallout 4 mod so far has been turning Deathclaws into Thomas the Tank Engine.
Bum, 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 bum.
But yeah, point to Xbox. It happens occasionally.
Yeah, well, so something that you mentioned with that whole Skyrim remaster thing.
Yeah.
So we got worst kept secret on the internet was confirmed, BioShock.
BioShock the Collection, leaked like 4 times in a 4-month period.
Yeah.
And 2K never said anything about it other than, we don't have any comment at this time. You know?
That the hee-hee was actually included in most of the comments. The Dr. Evil pinky to the mouth, that's all Darren's interpretation.
That's
all me.
That's what I bring to the table.
So shortly after this happened, an article popped up on my Flipboard that was like the 10 best PS4 games to get right now, or to get in 2016.
Right.
Which seems kind of odd since it's only halfway through 2016.
So
6 of them were remasters or re-releases.
Remaster Station.
So that being said, what is the remaster that you think actually deserves to be picked up again on the PlayStation 4? Since
I don't know. They haven't done Red Dead yet. That's the one I keep waiting for.
It's the one he'll never get.
Probably, actually.
Because I think they said that the Batman Arkham games are on hold.
It got delayed indefinitely. Return to Arkham got delayed indefinitely.
Why?
They don't. Well, whenever they released
the
trailer,
make any money.
Whenever they released a trailer for it showing off like how much better it looked, Batman and a lot of other character models actually looked worse than the prior gen models did. And people called them out on it.
So the scenery looked better, but the characters looked worse.
The
characters looked the same.
Yeah.
But they
got called out on it. I don't know. I mean, I love BioShock. I've probably bought it thrice for like different systems and whatnot. I don't think I'm going to rebuy it. It helps that I own it on PC, because if you own BioShock 1 and 2 on PC, you get the remastered version for free.
Yeah.
They will give you that. That, of course, requires you to buy BioShock 2, and I wouldn't recommend that for anybody. But
I like BioShock 2.
I played it. I wasn't thrilled. Maybe it's just me. I liked 1. I liked Infinite.
See, Infinite was the weakest in the series for me. I really liked 1 and 2. 1 and 2 felt like one story arc.
Infinite, the biggest problem I had with Infinite was the ending.
Well, who didn't have a problem with that ending?
It was just weird.
The only people who liked that ending also liked the ending to Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. Stick around for like the backlog review.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. I mean,
I will probably re-get it.
Yeah.
Just because I enjoyed it so much.
There are a lot of remasters, but personally, I'm trying to just focus on.
And the thing is, you try to get a new game or get stuff that's not been out yet because you've still got it on the old system.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, well, gee, I really did like playing this game, and
I don't know. I don't know if there is a remaster that I'm really interested in.
I would say Darksiders 2 is probably my top remaster so far.
Oh, the Dishonored remaster.
Dishonored remaster?
I enjoyed it.
Good.
Very much so. So that'd be my pick.
Do you play nonviolently?
I've done both.
Did you?
I find the nonviolent one more rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about sending a horde of rats to chew someone's face off that's just fun.
Huh.
But no, I think I enjoyed the challenge of the nonviolent.
I actually work for state government. That's just a typical Thursday for us.
Oh, the rats? Yeah. Not the bees!
The bees! You heathens!
The heathens. All right. Anything else, Chad?
No, that's good. We had some conversation.
So, we got sent a copy of Doom to try out. Because a friend who works for Bethesda.
I want that modded so Gurr is your main character. So that just every time you pull the trigger, he goes bang, 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 bang. Doom!
September 9th and 10th, we're doing our annual Extra Life Marathon.
I love you, pig.
Chad had referenced that he has never played Doom.
I have not.
So guess what Chad's playing while we do Geek Cave Live during the marathon.
I guess I'm playing Doom.
You're playing Doom.
What am I playing?
I hope it's got an easy segment.
I don't know. You should have an easy... I don't know what you're playing yet. Probably Telltale's Batman game.
Oh, during the recording?
During the recording, yeah.
Because I've not played Doom either, so...
Oh, you want to play Doom as well?
Not saying that.
Just Doom it up?
We all play Doom, except for Darren, who we make play E.T.,
again?
No. TMNT the video game.
TMNT the video game. Maybe one of the new TMNT video games. Yeah, like they got Out of Mutants the Shadows in Manhattan. Now?
Out of the Shadows, I already played.
Okay, so Mutants in Manhattan.
Haven't touched that one yet.
Oh, there you go. Another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Maybe.
Anyway. But Doom was fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. We did a 2-hour live stream of it you can find right now at YouTube. On our YouTube page that we dusted off and got a few copyright strikes from Nintendo on. It's okay, guys. We weren't making any money on it anyway. But I say all that to say our Extra Life campaign is moving along nicely. We're approaching our goal. Just a reminder, you can find a link to our Extra Life page at geekcavepodcast.com as well as on our Facebook page. And any donation, no minimum amount, gets you in the drawing for some fantastic prizes. A Superboy, a portable SNES, that Justin's still a little bit angry we're giving away.
I wasn't consulted first, so you know.
You know. Thank you, GameStop. Also, for the, you get your choice, an Xbox Live card or a PSN card. You know, for $20 or $25, respectively. Also, thank you, GameStop. A digital copy of Star Wars The Force Awakens. A digital copy of Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, or
which version?
I think it's the expanded edition. That's coming to us from Warner Brothers, and a digital copy of Rise of the Tomb Raider, the Xbox One version, courtesy of Microsoft. So, if you want to find out more? You can go to extra-life.org and then just search for Geek Cave Podcast or geekcavepodcast.com. A lot of great prizes. We hope you guys donate. A couple of news items. This is slightly old, but I think it was worth talking about. Kotaku's publisher Gawker bought by IGN, by Ziff Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a result of Gawker losing a whole lot of money in a legal fight with Hulk Hogan, who gave them the boot to the face and then,
brother!
And then dropped the leg on him. And Ziff Davis bought Gawker and all of its assets for less than $100 million.
Woo! Why didn't we bid on it?
Did you have $90 million lying around?
I'm just saying. You make it sound like it wasn't a lot of money. Well, between the three of
us, I mean, we could have
not done so. Apparently, Gawker only had between $50 and $100 million in assets, but they had $500 million in debt. They've lost not just the Hulk Hogan lawsuit, but a few others as well, because they didn't practice what some of us call journalistic integrity, and it came back to bite them in the butt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really the only thing I can say there.
Now, we wish the best for the people at Kotaku who weren't involved in these lawsuits, and they also cover video games. They have a passion for them, just like we do. Sometimes, you know, they get a little bit off the reservation, but for the most part, they're just doing their jobs.
Well, who doesn't get a little bit off the reservation when you're dealing with something you're passionate about?
Exactly. So,
I mean, come on, we had to put Justin into rehab for Flappy Bird.
Good Lord. I still remember that.
It was a hard month.
He just twitched a little bit. That was unfortunate.
I'm just saying. Passion sometimes leads to unfortunate things.
Speaking of passion leading to unfortunate things.
Oh, what do we got?
Well, if you're passionate about the NES, then, you know, you might collaborate or collate an art book about, like, the designs for all the old games. And then you might go on Kickstarter to fund the project. And then Nintendo might wait until a day before the project closes and shut you down. Which is kind of what happened. It was a successful Kickstarter campaign. I say was. Bitmap Books was doing the NES Visual Compendium 24 hours away from the end of its funding period, and then they posted this statement. NES, a visual compendium, is the subject of an intellectual property dispute and is currently unavailable. If you're interested in the project, check back later. So, Nintendo says it infringes copyright. Justin and I were talking about, you know, a lot of these games are old enough to technically be considered public domain, but Nintendo still owns the copyright for Mario, Zelda, and, you know, there's always...
So really, if you have the artwork without the characters...
It probably would have been fine. But it didn't. So... And a lot of people say, damn it, Nintendo, but it's one of those things about copyright law. If you don't defend your thing, then it opens the door to you losing control of that thing.
I get it. I really do. But then there are people out there who are selling cheap, easy-to-hook-up consoles loaded with old Nintendo games.
The plug-and-plays, yeah.
The plug-and-plays. They're not getting shut down.
64-bit action of fun! And it's got, like, this kid with four teeth on the front, and he's, like, using, like, a video game bow and arrow that's not actually included, that kind of
thing.
Yeah,
that kind of
thing. It's like an N64 controller they took the joystick off of and sanded down, like, the third penis part of the controller, that kind of thing.
Sounds like you have a lot of experience with penis sanding.
It's the Wu-Tang controller, if you will.
Hey, we don't talk about Wu-Tang, all right? It's like Fight Club. Oh, shit, said it.
God dang it! You heathen! But on the subject of Nintendo, they recently had their 76th annual meeting of shareholders. I had some takeaways from this because...
Video games have been around for 76 years?
Well, no, Nintendo's been around for...
Nintendo's been around for a long
time. They used to make playing cards, but they had their shareholder meeting.
Round playing cards. Who does that?
Hanafuda, apparently.
Heathens.
Here's some of the things to keep track of from Nintendo's shareholder meeting, which we got to listen in on. There were no big 3DS hit titles for the last year. Twilight Princess HD did well. That's my favorite remaster of this year, Twilight Princess HD. I loved it. I like the original.
Really, it could only get better.
Yeah. Splatoon was a hit. I know what you did there, yeah. Splatoon was a hit. Splatoon was crazy fun. Mario Maker was good. Amiibo, 24.7 million units. Download sales are strong. Here's where we start getting weird. Okay, so 2017, we got a new system on the horizon. We have no freaking idea what it does or what it looks like, but it's coming in March. Get ready. But also, Nintendo has a game coming out for the Wii U. It's the same game coming out on the NX, Zelda Breath of the Wild. It looks fantastic, and it damn well better be because it's the only thing coming to Wii U in 2017.
So it's the only Nintendo game coming.
It's the only thing coming to Wii U in 2017.
In addition to third-party games.
Here's the exact quote. The Wii U will continue to fight on, but only Zelda is planned for 2017.
Well, that's...
Discuss!
That certainly doesn't fill me with confidence.
It actually kind of fills me with shame.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to do with this.
Nintendo says that they haven't shown...
Not only that, you don't really have a concept of shame.
I know.
Wow.
Is this what shame feels like?
I don't like this feeling.
Nintendo... I need someone maternal.
Nintendo claims that the reason they haven't shown off the NX yet is they're afraid of people stealing their ideas. Which, to be fair, they have a point. Analog stick, Sony copied after that. Rumble Pack, Sony copied after that. The Wii, hey PlayStation Move, how you doing? You know, so I get it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But,
you know, in two out of three of those,
yeah,
Sony did it better.
True.
But, maybe that's the, you know.
Well, like, and it, the argument could be made for the Wii U because then Microsoft did Smart Glass. You know, it, not a very good argument, but it could be made if you wanted to go down that road. But they say we might show something off later. And that's the key word there is might. I'm expecting this thing to be like the Sega Saturn, and it just shows up on store shelves one day, and no one knows what the hell it is or what it is.
Not even the store owners. They just walk in. What the hell?
E3 1995. That's exactly what happened with the Saturn. Sega just, at E3, said, it's available now. And everyone's like, well, you're joking, right? No, it's available right now.
We shipped it out yesterday.
And like it started arriving at stores right then and there, and retailers are like, what is this? What do we do with it? You sell it. You're a retailer. Yeah. But, you know, it didn't go well. So I hope that they've got better ideas for distribution. Nintendo's looking at VR.
Of course they are.
They're looking at virtual reality because everyone else is. One of the shareholders took umbrage at the fact
that... All the umbrage or just a little bit?
Well, Dolores Umbridge.
Let me read you their question. I've held shares for 20 years... I would like to protest the board of directors for being all male. Also, I don't use a PC and would like the opinions of those shareholders to be taken into account. You're on the board of a video game company. I just want to put that out
there.
That's
what this is.
Video games are computer electronic games. If you don't own a PC, I'm pretty sure that can be easily fixed. So go Nintendo. I don't know, it's for the most part I can't get excited about the NX. I can't. I've tried, but they haven't shown me anything. Chad mentioned that if it's backwards compatible with the Wii U, he'll be pretty interested.
Oh yeah.
And I agree. I would be pretty interested too, but as it stands, I'm not sure I give a damn, unfortunately. Back to Microsoft briefly, because Microsoft earned a point with the modding thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like me, you know, overweight and looking to lose weight, so your chances are you are like me. There's a program called Xbox Fitness. It's a free app if you have Xbox Live, and then you can buy workout programs. Microsoft has announced that they're going to stop supporting it next year. And the programs that you bought, that you own, well, those are going away as well. They're just going to take that back.
Your existing games are going to be removed?
Yes,
or just
They just won't work anymore. So, like, let's say you bought the Zumba program. I didn't, but let's say you bought the Zumba program.
A friend did.
No, I bought, like, Extreme Combat and something else.
Zumba!
It was just 10-minute solution dance, okay? But let's say whatever it is you bought, you paid money for that. That's yours, right? No, remember, you're buying a license for things now if it's digital content. So thanks, Xbox. Thanks, Microsoft. You stole about $50 from me. Appreciate that.
A Zumba program was 50 bucks?
No, it was the combination of
combat. Yeah, 25 bucks? Damn. I could take a Zumba class at the Y for like 10.
Zumba. You know, it's pronounced Zumba, okay? It's not pronounced Zumba.
That's in the director's cut of the 84 Ghostbusters. Zumba! Zumba mother!
Oh. So, good news if you use Xbox Fitness, all five of you, including me. One of the reasons it was a failure was because it was connected to the Kinect, and nobody wanted the Kinect. What a surprise. And finally, still working on my Year of Shame, guys.
Oh, yeah,
still
Year
working
of Shame.
On those.
Yep, paying attention. Totally paying attention now.
Yeah. Talk to us, heathen.
Okay. All right, so. Mass Effect 3 is a video game. That was released for the PS3, Xbox 360.
It was the thing.
And PC. It is the Dark Knight Rises of the Mass Effect trilogy. As in, competent right up till the end. And then it's a... Eh. So, You play Commander Shepard, or in my case, Commander Chuck Shepard, because I made him look like Chuck Norris.
As you do.
Fighting against giant robotic space squids who show up on all the planets throughout the galaxy, harvest everyone. They're called Reapers. Take that goo and make another giant robotic space squid until they've conquered.
Give me the goo!
Until they've conquered the whole galaxy. It's a cover-based shooter with RPG elements, plus I guess you could call it magic, although they call it biotics. I can generate force fields and throw people around and all. It's fun. It's good times. There's blue chicks. They're hot. It's good. I've already...
You know, a Star Trek fan would have said, blue chicks? Nah. Green?
Yeah. I've already said so much about Mass Effect 3, so I can't really say too much more other than that. Get the Citadel DLC, because it really does make for some really funny moments. It's a superb game, but you can tell that they had to change the story after the first story leaked to the internet. You can tell that there were some rewrites done because of the Star Child, that's what they call him, this little 12-year-old who's a Deus Ex Machina and somehow represents God or whatever created the Reapers. And the ending is still choose your color for the most part. I wish I could say more without you actually playing the game, though. You're not going to understand what the hell I'm talking about. In fact, having played Mass Effect 3 and going through the story again, I don't understand what the hell I'm talking about. It's like someone standing on a soapbox on the street corner, and every fourth word you understand. That's what Mass Effect 3 is like when it tries to explain what the Reapers are. Pancakes! Okay, I got pancakes. Dark matter pancakes. Got it. Heathen. All right, I got the heathen. Yeah. Some guns. Okay. Maybe that makes sense. Yeah. That's akin to the Mass Effect 3 storyline. The Reapers are coming. Well, shit. What do we do about them? We're gonna fight them, can we? And then you go to the Turian homeworld. The Turians are a race of aliens that have fish faces, but not Akbar. Don't worry.
It's not a trap.
And they're all like, well, we'd love to help you, but if in case you haven't noticed, our planet's on fire, so we're a little busy. Why don't you go get this other race? If you get this other race to help you, we'll help you. It becomes Space Diplomacy Simulator at a certain point in time. Also, there's a rogue human army that thinks they can control the Reapers.
Sorry, I just pictured in my head space flea market. Well, if you get, I'll take your thing, you know, I'll give you this, but I want this in return.
Yeah, it's a swap meet.
Yeah, and someone over five sections yonder has the thing I want.
Yeah, it's a galactic swap meet. Like, yeah. In order to get one race to help you, you've got to cure their sterility. Because another race made them all sterile for some reason. Science. And then when you go fight the scientist salamanders who made the...
Do they wear lab coats?
They do.
Well,
futuristic.
That was a stupid question on my part. All scientists wear lab coats. My bad.
Futuristic lab coats.
Yeah.
So like, they're stripes and unnecessary seams and pockets and all that. And then
no pocket is unnecessary.
You go to the planet of the blue chicks. It's an entire race of nothing but female warriors, and they're all blue, and they've got tentacles for hair. So it's like Medusa but hot. And then their planet falls, but that's okay. I got this. I'll go find this other guy. He's from an ancient race, but he sounds Jamaican. That's weird, but, you know, go team. Go team Shepard. By the end of this 40-hour journey, Shepard has probably killed more people than the Reapers have. Just through sheer force of will and the occasional fuck-up. You get presented with the final choice. Do I control the Reapers, which is clearly a lie, but whatever. Do I destroy the Reapers, which is the whole point of the story? Or do I synthesize with the Reapers and turn every organic being into half-technological and essentially body-rape them all? By the way, that's considered the good guy ending. I blew them all up. And I died in the process because the multiplayer servers have been shut down, so I didn't get enough resources in order to get the full good guy ending, or the full ending. Yeah, that's something that happens when you revisit these games, like, years down the road. Multiplayer kind of disappears. The multiplayer was fun. Go back in time and play it. Mass Effect 3 is not bad. I'm not going to say it was great. It didn't deserve the hatred that it deserved. That it got. It didn't deserve the hate. But, you know, I mean, there are worse things. You know, I could have let Cade and Elenco survive in Mass Effect 1. I say that because there's a large fan base that really likes Caden, and every time I mention this, I get some hate mail. So, Caden's the worst. He sucks. Darren out. I give it three shepherds out of five.
He never even makes it to Mass Effect 3 in my world.
He never made it to Mass Effect 2 in mine. Yeah.
He never made it to Mass Effect 1 in my world. Oh, wait. I've never played the game.
Yeah.
Took me a long time before I played it. And then it took me twice through before I liked it.
I give it three Normandies out of four. So, anyway, that's it. That's my retro review, my backlog review. Next month is Metal Gear Rising, the 5-hour energy of the Mass Effect franchise. As in, it moves really quickly and it leaves a really bad aftertaste. You're going to enjoy it. You guys got anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Nope, I'm good.
We'll take a quick break. You should download the next episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn Radio, or go to geekcavepodcast.com. It's the movie segment. We're going to keep the heathen count going. That does count toward the heathen count, by the way. And so did that. And if you can keep track, by the end of the episode, there's a prize pack from BuzzTime in it for you. Chad will probably make me really regret this contest. So, download the next episode, and we'll see you then.